Good morning, family. Welcome, welcome. I am your host, Bia, and I pray that you all had a wonderful weekend. And if you are curious on where to follow any and all updates on the podcast, you can follow me on Instagram at Kingdom in Christ. Now, let's get started with today's episode. Hey, 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 fam. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year! Woo! Honestly, it is a new year. I am so happy to start off this year with the podcast for you guys. So by the time I upload this, it's probably going to be a little bit late on a Saturday, but that is okay. We're still starting on time. So let's get right into the podcast. So I don't really have a strict message for you guys today. And I don't really have a script, because I usually go by a script, right? But I decided for today, I just wanted to speak to you guys one-on-one, candidly, you know? So I just wanted to say that going into this new year, and I know it's a thing that we hear all the time. It's like a tale as old as time. Like, new year, new me, new year, new me. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I have all these resolutions. But I just want you guys to kind of take a step back in a way. Because you would think going into a new year, we're taking a step forward. But I want us to take a step back to take a step forward. And realize that the new year and the new you starts off with God. It always starts off with God. It always starts off because he's the Alpha and Omega, right? He's the beginning, middle, and end. He's the author and finisher of our faith, and everything and anything that we do revolves around him. So instead of just jumping in and diving head first and head deep, I want you guys to just sit with God and make a plan. Now, I know many of us are working or in school or about to, whatever endeavor you're about to enter into your new life, getting married, having kids, or whatever, starting a business, before you just fully go gung-ho, just take a day or two, or even a week if you need, and just sit with the Lord and ask God, is this the direction that you want me to go in? And I know a lot of times we want things our way, and we want things done specifically how we want it to be done, but without the will of God, without the right way and the instructor to our instructions, things don't really work out how they're supposed to. So I just want to remind you guys and just really consider what you want out of this new year, how you want to go about it. And honestly, there's a point in time as Christians and in our walk with God that we just need to stop pretending. We need to stop pretending to care about God. We need to stop pretending to actually be Christians. We need to stop pretending to do the will of the Lord and be for God. Because at a certain point in your life, you have to just think, am I for God or am I not for God? And I know that seems kind of black and white and cut and dry, but that's what, you know, Jesus literally says in the Bible, if you're not for me, you're against me. And I'm not trying to say that in a threatening way, if you're not for God, you know, go to hell. I'm not trying to say that. But I'm trying to say, what it just boils down to is, what do you want? What do you want? How do you want your life to be? How do you see your life in the future with whoever you're with? And how do you want your life to end? And I think at a certain point, we have to come to realization that a lot of those things, all of those things, we can't do without God. So that's why the message is so important. Going into this new year, there's a new structure and a foundation. A little bit of a testimony. I had sat with God one day and I was praying and I was Lord, I feel like I'm so far, but so behind. And I feel like I'm advanced, but also I'm still in the elementary. I still feel like what I'm doing is not enough. And literally, as I kept praying and, you know, going into a secret place with God and, you know, inviting the Holy Spirit, God told me hey, you know, you have a lot of foundation, but there's no structure. And the reason why I'm, you know, sharing this and it's, you know, at the time as bitter as, I don't want to say I was bitter, but I was really shocked. I was like, huh? Oh, the Lord ate me up with that one. But he was like, yeah, you have foundation, you have structure, you can teach. Because I also do Bible studies with people who are younger than me, with the youth. So he was like, yeah, you have foundation, but there's no structure in your life because you're kind of all over the place. And you know your word, you know, you pray, you have the Holy Spirit, but there are some things in you that are of me that are lacking. And I was like, dang. And I didn't realize that because, like, you know, you go through the motions, you, if you're a minister or a pastor or you're getting into ministry or whatever you're doing, you're just learning the Bible, right? Sometimes we overlook the structure of our foundation and our belief in the Lord because we think, okay, you know a little bit of Bible, you know a little bit of scripture, you go to church, you do the thing, whoop de whoop, and you know, you forget about the little things that come with being a daughter or a son of Christ, you know, being a daughter or a son, you know, and the things above. And God had to remind me, like, hey, you can do all of these things, but the little structural things I need of you, you kind of lack in. And I think it's important to share that. And I think it's important to be honest because sometimes it's like, okay, how do I go about that? And nobody around you wants to admit their faults or nobody around you wants to be honest. But, you know, the Bible says confess to your brothers and sisters so that they can be free. So it's important that you're honest with those who are around you so that they don't feel condemnation and shame in what they're going through, but they can be free so that, you know, the devil doesn't overcome them and try to shame them and make them feel guilt for feeling the way that they did. But it, you know, so I think, like I said, at a certain point in your life, you have to ask yourself, what do I want being a Christian? What do I want in this relationship as father and daughter or father and son? What do I want and how do I want my life to look being a follower of Christ? And it's so important that you sit down and talk to God at the end of the day, you know, invite the Holy Spirit in and think about these things because it's not just the thing that's going to come on its own. You have to seek it. And God said, if you seek, you'll find. So that's what I want us to do in 2024. I almost said 2023. That's what I want us to do in 2024. I want us to seek God more. I want us to knock. I want us to ask questions because it's not bad to ask questions, okay? I know the church likes to say, don't ask questions. You know, it's one thing to ask questions and it's another thing to question the character of God. You shouldn't question the character of God because he says that he's the I am. So he says who he is. So he's the I am, you know? But, you know, if you look at every significant character, or not character, every significant person in the Bible, they ask God questions. Lord, what should I do? Lord, is this the right way to go about it? Lord, are you kind of sure? You know, for example, Gideon, he had asked the Lord, like, oh, Lord, if I put this rug on the floor, you know, I'm sorry for, you know, not fully having that belief, but, you know, when the rain comes, make sure that, like, have this spot dry. And then he did the opposite the next day. Lord, when the rain comes, make sure that only this spot is wet. Gideon had questions. He was a coward. He was scared. But, you know, the Lord honored his request because Gideon was faithful at the end of the day. So don't do it scared. Do it in faith because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Okay, guys? So in 2024, let's seek, let's knock, let's ask God questions, let him be the author and finisher of our faith. Let's have faith and trust in God. It's one thing to have faith, but trust is another thing. You know, faith is you telling yourself that there's a chair and you know that the chair is stable and you can sit in it, but having the trust is actually putting your body on the chair. It's actually sitting in the chair and trusting that the chair will not fall underneath you. That's the difference between faith and trust. You have faith that the chair will hold you up, but trusting the chair is actually sitting in it and, you know, having that trust, that faith that it's going to hold you up and you not falling. So I think a lot of us have faith and belief, but we don't have trust in God. Because if somebody comes up to you, tries to question you about God, you're going to be like, oh no, I know my God. Nobody could tell me nothing. But when times of tribulation come, sometimes we're the first one to abandon God and feel like, oh God, you haven't done this and that. And God's like, whoa, 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 where's the trust? Like, I said I was going to pull you out of this, or I said I will not let harm come to you, but you gave up so easily, or, you know, so it's important, it's imperative that we have trust going into 2024 or continuing into 2024, because it's the 6th today. So before, you know, we are in our final week, before we are in our actually first of the week, just sit with God and just ask God, like, Lord, this is what I want to do. Please let me know if this is in your will for me. And if it's not, please redirect me and make me have the heart for the change. Make me have the heart for wanting what you want from me. Because sometimes God wants us to do A, but we want to do B. And even though he tells us A, we don't have the heart for it. And, you know, we just completely go on with what we want to do in life. So let's have the heart for God. Ask God to soften our hearts, unharden our hearts, so that we can walk in full trust with God. And so we're not hesitant or in fear or complaining or murmuring, because that's what happened to the Israelites. You know, that's why they were stuck in the wilderness for 40 years, because of their murmuring and complaining. And that's why a lot of them didn't reach the promised land. So that's all I have to say, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. You know, I am so happy that I can, you know, be a part of your daily routine or weekly routine, I should say, because I post once a week. But, you know, going into 2024, I had made a promise to the Lord, and, you know, take your promises seriously. And the Bible says, do not make a promise or a vow easily, because the Lord will hold you to that standard. So, you know, be careful what you promise to God. But I had told the Lord that this year I want to be more disciplined and consistent. And this podcast is a show of that. So I will be posting every week on Saturdays. It's something that the Lord convicted me of. I had many great advice from people saying, you know, maybe take it a step back, maybe post once every 2 weeks or once a month. But when the Lord tells you something, the Lord knows your capabilities, and God knows what you can and cannot do. So if he tells you to do something, just do it. So I will be posting every week on Saturdays. I'm not going to give a specific time, because it could go early in the morning or late at night. But most of the time, I'm going to try to post in the morning. So thank you all for your love and support on this series. The amount of support on this podcast has been immense. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord has given me a platform and given me a ministry that I could spread the message of God, talk to you guys one-on-one, and just be chill and cool, you know? And I literally love every second of it. I feel like this, I know that this is something that God wants me to continue to do. And, you know, I pray that the Lord continues to give me a heart for it. So please do not forget to rate Kingdom in Christ on Apple, Spotify, Google, and on any other podcasting media. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email them to kingdominchrist@outlook.com. Again, that's kingdominchrist@outlook.com, or DM me on Instagram @kingdominchrist. Have a blessed day, family. May the Lord be with you. And as always, your sister in Christ is out.